For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
With a population of over 1.4 billion people, China certainly has a lot of hungry mouths to feed. But with such a drastic demand for food, the lax regulatory oversight and rampant profit-seeking of the country's food industry has left Chinese consumers with some stomach-turning products. From imitation eggs to poisoned baby formula and ancient steak, let's take a look at some of China's food scandals.
You're listening
to Be Amazed.
In China, you might be walking down the street and see a nice old lady doing the neighborhood a favor by cleaning out the local sewers. Oh, that's so nice of her. Thanks, kind old lady. Well, you'd be forgiven for thinking this is a heroic act of community care until you learn she's harvesting that sewage. It's the main ingredient of black market gutter oil, a disgusting and unhygienic product made by reusing solidified oil that's been washed down drains and into sewers. The slop is scooped out, processed, and combined with animal fats to produce an affordable and illegal alternative to cooking oil. It's then cheaply sold to restaurants, street vendors, and anyone else that won't ask too many questions about where it came from. Food safety experts have warned the public that this type of oil contains a harmful polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon that can cause gastrointestinal damage and even cancer. But the lure of a cheap alternative meant that, at its peak in 2010, almost a tenth of China's cooking oil was made from this recycled sewage. As dangerous as it is, the product is still used in China's restaurant industry. In 2020, employees of the restaurant chain Xiaolong Khan were arrested for selling more than 2 tons of gutter oil over 2 years from the sewers behind their restaurant. I bet the news left a bad taste in their customers' mouths. If you need a palate cleanser after that, I'm sorry to say that it's only going to get worse, because we're going to talk about tofu. The most despicable tofu ever. While some people have compared the stench of China's famous stinky tofu to smelly feet, hot garbage, or rotten meat, others can't get enough of its pungent pong. This traditional tofu is a Chinese delicacy made by curdling soya milk, pressing it into a solid block, and marinating it in a fermented brine. The longer it ferments, the more of a pong this putrid dish gives off. While some factories only let their brine sit for a few days, other establishments can let it sit for up to a year. Its symbolic stink is usually a sign of quality, but sometimes it's the sign of a soiled shortcut. In 2003, a journalist for Shenzhen News went undercover at an unregulated stinky tofu workshop and was told that human poo was added to the brine to make it smellier. Unsurprisingly, the authorities shut the workshop down immediately. Then in 2007, China's State Bureau of Industry and Commerce revealed that over 100 manufacturers had been using rancid water and manure to speed up the stinky production. One worker even admitted to pooping in a plastic bucket so that he could save his self-produced stock cubes for the brine. Maybe they should think about renaming it toilet tofu. Have you ever heard the phrase, too good to eat? In the case of China's bleached tofu scandal, those words rang all too true. It looks like they can't get the balance of tofu cleanliness right because it's either too dirty with fecal matter or too clean full of bleach. Yes, you heard that right. Let's delve into the case of China's bleached tofu scandal. In 2014, Chinese authorities in Shandong province seized over 11 tons of illegally made dried tofu. It may have looked perfect, but it turned out to be toxic. It had been produced by a local gang who thought they could turn a quick buck by making the tofu with the banned ingredient rongolite. It's an industrial bleaching agent often used in the printing and dyeing industry. While it makes the dried tofu sticks whiter and chewier, the formaldehyde gas it releases during the cooking process can lead to headaches, vomiting, and even cancer. It already sounds pretty bad, but things were about to get way worse. Authorities feared that local markets around Shandong, Henan, and Jiangxi provinces had been sold over 110 tons of the toxic tofu. That's almost the same weight as two Boeing 720s. Fortunately, the toxic effects failed to take off as no one came forward to report any illnesses. Talk about a close call. And the tofu trouble doesn't seem to end. Let's talk about blood tofu, the vampire's favorite. Despite the name, China's bright red blood tofu has never seen a drop of soya milk in its life. It's one of the grislier foodstuffs to come out of this confusing culinary creation as it's made almost exclusively from coagulated duck or pig blood. It's heated with salt to congeal it into blocks, which are then used in a variety of traditional soups and dishes. You might already feel like you're gonna hurl, but just wait till you hear this. In 2013, four businessmen from Henan province were arrested for making and selling around 530,000 pounds of poisoned blood tofu at local markets. The operation had lined their pockets with a whopping $75,000, but at a moral cost. They'd mixed it with concentrated formaldehyde, which is known in its liquid form as formalin. In case that isn't ringing any bells, formaldehyde is a chemical with preservative qualities that is commonly used to embalm dead bodies. Mixing it with the blood tofu gave the product a longer shelf life and a brighter color, but consuming formaldehyde can cause serious liver damage and kidney dysfunction. And if it's consumed by pregnant women, it can even cause deformities in their unborn babies. To make matters worse, the factory owner behind the scandal knew the chemical was toxic and even made a conscious effort to omit the ingredients from any blood tofu he prepared for his own family. If you ask me, this guy must have been a vampire. I mean, he consumed blood and was clearly dead inside. Pop quiz. Imagine the most fun combination of words and fruit. Nope, you're wrong. The correct answer was exploding watermelons. As hilarious as this concept sounds, exploding watermelons were less of a joke and more of a nightmare for Jiangsu province's farmers back in 2011. After a period of heavy rain, 115 acres filled with unripe watermelons suddenly started to burst. One farmer reported that it happened so fast at least 80 melons in his crop split open in a matter of hours. While many claim they didn't know what had caused this mysterious melon massacre, Professor Wangling Yu from Nanjing University inspected the crops and discovered the root of the problem. The farmers had used a plant growth stimulant called 4-chlorfinuron, and it's a legal additive that should have brought the melon harvest forward by 2 weeks and increased the size of the fruits by about 20%. But it had been used too late in the cycle, and when combined with the wet weather, those unripe babies were sent into a growth overdrive. The explosive scandal put a real spotlight on China's ill-educated farming practices, with very few people wanting to buy the rest of the crop. You can't exactly blame them. I mean, would you want a potential melon bomb pumped full of chemicals in your kitchen? Me neither. Now, it's not often that you see pigs in a river, but in 2013, over 16,000 pig carcasses were discovered along the shores of Huangpu River in Xinjiang City. It became a huge concern as the Huangpu is a major source of drinking water for the area's locals, and the thought of decaying pig particles in your drink isn't exactly appealing. Mystery surrounded the swimming swine's deadly demise until lab tests revealed that many of the pigs had been affected by porcine circovirus. This is a disease that causes breathing difficulties, diarrhea, and sometimes death. Anyone else feeling slightly triggered? Despite the scandalous scare, it can't be transferred to humans and the water quality reportedly remains stable. However, Jiaxing officials claimed no epidemic had been found in the animals and that the deaths were probably caused by a bad winter. If the reason really was that innocent, then why were they illegally dumped like this? Authorities believe that the incident was linked to the country's recent crackdown on the banned sale of pork products from diseased dead pigs. Instead of discarding them safely, it was more convenient to just dump the rotting carcasses in the local water supply instead. I think we may need to change the phrase pig ignorant to pig farmer ignorant. You may think bottled water is safer and cleaner than tap water, especially after that dead pig problem, but in 2013, China's bottled water industry faced a serious scandal when it was revealed one company had looser water safety standards than the nation's tap water. Nangfu Spring, which once produced 21.8% of China's bottled water, was accused by the Beijing Times of filtering its water to a regional safety standard rather than the national standard. This regional standard, called DB33383, had last been updated in 2005, while the national regulation had been changed in 2007. The older, looser guidelines stated that levels of cancer-causing elements like arsenic could be double that of the national limit. Similarly, trace elements of a heavy metal called cadmium, which can cause respiratory problems, were allowed at 5 times the national level. Even though Nangfu fought back against the claims with a hefty $9.7 million defamation lawsuit, the damage to their reputation was already done. People lost confidence in the company and the scandal cost them over 2 billion yuan in sales. At the time, that was about $325 million. I bet they wish they'd kept a lid on this one. Fast food giants Starbucks, KFC, and McDonald's may all look different at a brand level, but their Chinese branches all became part of a rotten scandal back in June 2014. A TV report exposed one of their suppliers, Shanghai Husi Food Company, for using expired meat in their products. Workers at the company's factory were secretly filmed mixing expired packages of meat in with fresh produce. They even picked up meat off the dirty ground and hurled it back into production. The report hit McDonald's right in the McNuggets and led to a 7.3% drop in Asian market sales in July 2014, which dropped even further to 14.5% in August 2014. But it wasn't the only chain being supplied with the out-of-date meat. Some of KFC's restaurants and Starbucks cafes had also used Shanghai Husi. And big brands like Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Burger King, and even IKEA used them in the past as well. In the end, 5 employees were arrested, with an investigation concluding that the entire operation had been organized by the company to skimp on production costs. Thankfully, no illnesses were ever reported. That's all fine and dandy, but my stomach hasn't stopped churning at the thought of those nasty McNuggets.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next up, hot pot is a Chinese dish that is exactly what it says on the tin, or in this case, pot. It's a large hot pot filled with a scrumptious simmering broth accompanied by various meats, vegetables, and sauces that you cook at your table. It may sound superb, but in 2015, a Chinese nutritionist blew the lid off a hot pot scandal sweeping the nation. In a promotional video, it may look like he's making a hearty soup, but it's more like a drug stew. The gentleman in the video doesn't add a single piece of actual food into the recipe. Instead, he just mixes ethyl maltol, capsicum oleoresin, and disodium 5 ribonucleotide into boiling water, which is a very sciencey way of saying he thickened the water and added flavor enhancers. An outrageous video was blasted over Chinese media, alerting the public to the drastic cost-cutting methods used in some restaurants. And it doesn't stop at chemical soup. Investigators discovered that some restaurants also added anti-malarial drugs into the hot pot concoction. Why? Because they were using rotten meat, and the drugs counteracted any side effects customers might suffer from, like a nasty case of diarrhea. Looks like the only pot these customers are going to need is the toilet. Now think all the way back to 2016. Did you fall for the Chinese plastic rice hoax that dominated the internet? Reports at the time claimed that some of the rice being produced by China was as plastic as the bag you used to carry it home in. Those social media rumors may have been fake, thankfully, but China has had some serious trouble with its rice in the past and for a much more serious issue. Back in 2011, Nanjing Agricultural University found that 10 to 60% of rice sold at local markets in six different regions contained cadmium, a highly toxic heavy metal. In trace amounts, the metal is mostly harmless, with the legal maximum for cadmium in rice at 0.44 milligrams per pound. But in some of the samples, the researchers found five times that amount. Long-term exposure at these levels can lead to respiratory problems, cancer, and even softening of the bones. This contamination crisis terrified the nation because rice is a staple of Chinese cuisine, with the country consuming almost 150 million tons between 2010 and 2011 alone. But how had it gotten so bad? China blamed huge human pollution sources such as mining and agriculture, stemming from the country's rapid rate of industrialization. They estimated 10% of the agricultural soil had been polluted with heavy metal elements, contaminating as much as 12 million tons of rice and costing them more than 20 billion yuan. That's $317 million. Sounds like a high price for bad rice. And if you heard about the Chinese plastic rice myth, you might have heard about the fake eggs too. It might sound ludicrous, but the urban internet legend about China producing fake eggs is no joke. Since the 1990s, fake eggs have reportedly appeared on Chinese markets looking almost identical to the real things, both inside and out. But if you try frying them, they let off a strong chemical smell that lets you know you've been fooled. They're made by preparing a mold, which is then filled with a mix of resin, starch, coagulant, and pigments to give the egg white the right color. A fake yolk made of a different mix of resin and pigments is then plopped into the mold. Finally, the entire thing is covered in a mix of paraffin wax, gypsum powder, and calcium carbonate to give it a realistic-looking shell. Although they might look genuine enough to fool you, there are some easy ways to tell them apart from a real egg without having to watch the chicken lay it in front of you. Firstly, fake eggs have yolks and whites that mix together a little too easily or don't mix together at all. They also lack the weird stringy bits around the yolk called the chalaza, which suspends a natural yolk inside its shell so that it doesn't break. But the biggest giveaway is usually the prize. They can cost just 25% of what it takes to make a real egg, so they can be sold for profit at a much lower price. Let's hope China manages to crack down on this scandal soon. This next entry is very hairy. Soy sauce is a popular sodium-loaded condiment that goes with everything from stir-fries to fish. It's usually made by combining soya beans, yeast, and wheat flour before being left to ferment for up to 2 years. But over 15 years ago, the Hubei Zhenxing Yuan Bioengineering Company was caught using human hair as a substitute ingredient for their soy sauce. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Back in 2004, workers were secretly recorded sifting through dirty bags of hair that had been collected from barbershops, salons, and hospitals all over the country. It was their job to remove items from the hair like cotton buds, menstrual pads, and even used condoms. The hair was then cut up and placed in a reactor without being cleaned, which processed it into dark-looking liquid. The key component of this revolting liquid was its nitrogen content, which could be added to other ingredients to satisfy the national soy sauce standards. It was then dried and sold to production companies as amino acid powder. The process was much quicker than the 2 years it took to ferment authentic soy and reduced production costs by about half. This story might be enough to make you want to cough up a hairball of your own, but there's a small chance all isn't as it seems. There were no laboratory tests done on the product in question, and the report stemmed from a single TV report based on the testimonies of a few workers. There might still be hope in humanity. Hopefully. Now, if you live in a big city, you must have noticed bubble tea shops popping up recently. Bubble tea, also known as pearl milk tea or boba tea, is a beverage that somehow manages to be both food and drink at the same time. Most commonly comprised of black tea, milk, syrup, and tapioca pearls, it's become a sugary Asian sensation, with around 450,000 shops offering bubble tea across China alone. But there's something sinister lurking at the bottom of these cups. In 2019, a 14-year-old girl suffering from stomach pains and an blocked poop chute was given a CT scan which revealed over 100 undigested tapioca balls blocking up her bowels. Now, the weird part is that the ingredients of normal tapioca balls aren't radiopaque and don't show up on x-rays or CT scans. That means that these balls have been made with something else. It turns out that to save on costs of producing fresh tapioca, some Chinese manufacturers add polymer materials, which is a fancy way of saying plastics, to the pearls. During an investigation, one shop owner admitted the pearls were made at a chemical plant using things like the soles of leather shoes and old tires. As far-fetched as it sounds, the Chemical Experimentation Center of Qingdao University tested a sample of pearls from the local market and discovered they were highly adhesive, almost like glue. If they're really that sticky, I dread to think how long that poor 14-year-old girl was stuck on the toilet. Okay, no more bubble tea for me. I'll have milk instead. Or maybe not, because in 2008, China's milk industry took a sour turn after almost 300,000 infants got sick from drinking contaminated formula. The milk powder being spooned into these poor babies' bottles contained fatal doses of melamine, a chemical compound used by manufacturers to create plastic kitchenware, fertilizer, and even concrete. But when it's added to food products, it can indicate a higher protein content, something that babies need to help them grow up big and strong. Unfortunately, test samples of this formula found nearly 5,000 times the maximum amount of melamine in the solution. But this formula wouldn't just help them grow up, it also helped them grow kidney stones and even suffer from kidney failure. 6 unfortunate infants died as a result and 21 people were arrested. 2 milk dealers, Zhang Yujun and Ging Jingping, who knowingly sold almost 850 tons of the toxic milk to dairies from July 2007 to August 2008, were executed for public endangerment. It then emerged that the production company called Sanlu knew they were selling toxic milk, allowing almost 1,000 tons to leave its dairies before halting production. As the scale of the scandal emerged, huge batches of milk were recalled from across the globe. They were dumped in landfills and destroyed. In this case, I guess there really was reason to cry over spilled milk. Unfortunately, it wasn't just baby milk that was found to be tainted with monstrous melamine. A few months after the formula scandal emerged, food inspectors in Hong Kong found the fish feed imported from China had also been contaminated with the toxic compound. The feed had melamine levels of 14.5 milligrams per pound, almost twice Hong Kong's legal level. It may not sound like much, but in accumulated doses, this level is enough to cause bladder stones and cancer in the animals that consume it. But how did it get into the feed to begin with? While China threw some of the blame towards rogue food and feed dealers, scientists pointed out that the melamine was also used as a common pesticide across the country. Being absorbed into plants and washed into rivers meant the melamine could have come from any one of these sources used in production. And the effects of runoff pollution like this have become hard to ignore in the fishing community. In 2007, 110,000 pounds of fish died in a lake in Wuhan, Hubei province, due in part to pollution. Then in 2013, thousands of fish washed up along a 19-mile stretch of Fu River in Hubei, killed by pollutant runoff from a nearby chemical plant. So until China finds a serious pollution solution, it might be best to stay away from the seafood. And to conclude our ghastly gastronomy investigative documentary, in 2015, Chinese authorities busted a frozen meat smuggling operation that left a nostalgic taste in everyone's mouth. The almost 900-ton haul contained a batch of frozen food that was older than some of the customs agents, with labels dating it back to the 1970s. Well, at least it must have been some groovy food. It was certainly cool, that's for sure. Fortunately, it was stopped before it reached its destination, which would have been the restaurants, retailers, and supermarkets of Hunan Province. It was part of a much wider operation that cracked down on the sale of over 110,000 tons of fetid frozen meat worth approximately $500 million. Even though meat like this is sold at much cheaper prices, smugglers transporting these putrid parcels do their best to cut costs, so they're often transported in non-refrigerated vehicles. And by the time they arrive at their destinations, it's not always clear how long that meat has been stored for. A day? A week? A month? Well, in this case, it was 45 years. I know some people like an aged steak, but that's just ridiculous. I don't know about you folks, but I don't think I'll ever recover from that concrete and the baby formula story. Come back next episode for more things like this, and let me shock you with more worldwide catastrophes or amaze you with some incredible stories. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.